This is Pearls and Swine. I'm Levi. Across from me is Travis. To my right is John. Today we're going to be looking at the great adventure that God has given us and talking just a little bit about adventure and why God has created adventure for us and why we should interact with what God has for us on a daily basis.
So as I was thinking about this, I was recalling one of the greatest adventures that I had so far in my life. And when we lived out in Colorado, I had a couple buddies that they were always up for doing something crazy. And so we'd go on these crazy 10-mile hikes just on a whim, not like prepared to do anything, no backpacks or anything like that. One day our wives were at this thing at the church, so we all had some free time. And they were like, hey, you want to go do this hike? And it's still early season in the spring, so there's still snow all over the mountain. And the ski resorts, people are still skiing there. But it was this trail called Village to Village. And they're like, yeah, it's only like 8 miles. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So we got up the next day super early and we go out and like, we had snowshoes, we had a backpack, and that was kind of it. And so we start off, and this trail is not one that is well traveled. We're cutting trail into the snow, and we had kind of a time frame to get back home. So then all of a sudden it starts snowing, and we're halfway into this thing, and we didn't really, each of us had a bottle of water, and that was kind of it. So we weren't prepared for the long haul. And so we ended up taking this shortcut and ended up at one of the ski resorts on a run, and we're way up there now, and we're trying to figure out, like, we have like 10 minutes to get back to our car. It's a 30-minute drive to get back home. It's starting to get dark. And in my backpack and another guy's backpack, we had wrapped some stuff up in a like trash bag, like a contractor big black thick trash bag. And so what we ended up doing is cutting those things in half and using them as sleds to slide down the hill.
Nice.
We're running into things and there's ice chunks all over the place and we're all cut up. But at the end of it, we're exhausted, we're starving, pretty thirsty, beat up a little bit, but we had a ton of fun. And the thing about that story is that it's a story that I continue to tell to lots of people if we just talk about crazy fun things that you've done in your life. And it was an adventure for us. How about you, John? What's a big adventure that you've had in your life?
First one I think of took place in Colorado as well. I was a youth pastor at the time, so working with high school and junior high kids, and I had taken a group of high school kids out. We were doing camp and all kinds of adventurous stuff, so that whole trip really counts for me. I mean, we were doing rock climbing and rappelling, and we went and did a high ropes course, you know, so you'd basically dangle from way too small a rope way too high up and do all kinds of stuff. Anyway, kind of the highlight thing, we went and did a peak climb, Mount Sherman. I believe it's a 14er. That whole experience just felt really like big adventure kind of a thing. We were, I think it's called glissading. Is that the right term? You know that term? Glissading, where you slide down snowy parts.
Sounds good.
It sounds like what you were doing, glissading. So we were doing some glissading on the way down. It was early spring, so there was still some snow, but it wasn't fully snow. Anyway, we glissaded down, and I ended up hitting some rocks at the bottom. I'm really still to this day not sure how I didn't break my tailbone, but we kind of dug into the adventure of the whole thing, and it was pretty cool.
Do you have one, Levi?
Well, I have all kinds of them, but I'm going to go old school when I was a kid, and I was out camping. I was with the Boy Scouts. We went to High Rock Bay. I was with the Birdman. He was my tent mate. We were on one of the cliffs out there, and we had brought rope for a clothesline. And we thought, wouldn't it be awesome if we jumped off of this cliff with this rope? And
yeah,
we could swing right down into the water. It'll be really cool. We hook it up. We get it onto the tree. And Birdman goes, I'm going to go first. I'm like, all right, go for it. And so he jumps out. And you can see the rope kind of going. And as soon as it gets taut, that thing snaps. And
oh,
Birdman
boy.
Goes flipping into the water. And I'm like, uh-oh, he might die on this one. He didn't. And so it was fine. But we didn't do that anymore. So, yeah, that'd be one of them.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
you do stupid things sometimes when you're in the adventures of life.
I think there are components that make up adventure it's exciting in the moment when we're experiencing those things. And it makes for good stories on the other side of it, too. There are also parts of adventure where it's not always fun. Like when we thought maybe we weren't going to get back in time, or you're out somewhere and you think you're not going to make it home, you start to have some fears, some worries. And we look at this story that God has called us into to be part of his adventure in life, this faith journey that he calls us to with his son Jesus. I think we see tons of stories of adventure in the Bible. You can look at David, you can look at the exodus of the Israelites, you can look at even Jonah in the big fish in the belly there. He had some adventure, I'm sure, and had some stories to tell. But I was thinking, as far as adventure goes, when you get called into something, you don't always know what you're going to do or what to expect. And on that trip, and maybe on your trip too with the clothesline rappelling, you don't always know what is going to happen. And sometimes those things end up really fun. Sometimes they're a little bit scary. I think part for me, adventure is not knowing exactly what's going to happen.
I think that right from the very beginning of the scripture, adventure was built in. If you look at Adam, he had no wife. And what was he doing? He was on adventure after adventure. He said that, hey, go and name the animals. Well, how did he do that? He wasn't like they were all sitting in the garden. He had to go and discover and look and find and understand. And there is a connection to being human that is connected to the adventure of the world in which God has given us. Even our glorious scientists that work at Michigan Tech, there's an adventure that they go on each day to discover the world in which God has created for them.
A big part of adventure is doing something unusual that you wouldn't normally do, doing something that's exciting. And thinking about the disciples, the way Jesus called them, it's wild to me sometimes when I think about his call to them. I mean, many of them, he just walked up to them and said, hey, stop what you're doing and come with me. The fact that they actually did is amazing. And I think sometimes we take it for granted, but it's this invitation into something new, something exciting, something big. And I think that's a story that's weaved throughout all of the Bible.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect example. You look at Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus is calling Simon and his brother Andrew, he says, come and follow me, and I'm going to make you fishers of people. Those guys are out there doing their normal job. They have this encounter with Jesus, and he's like, hey, follow me, and I've got a job for you. I've got a goal for you. We're going somewhere. That's part of adventure. You don't always know where you're going in your faith walk and in an adventure with God, but you know what he's called us to. He's called us to follow him, to love him, to chase after him. The verse, John 10:10, that Jesus came to give you life and life to the full. Well, what does that look like? How do we do that as we adventure with God?
That verse, I think it hits at a misconception we can have sometimes about what it means to follow God's commands and to enter into the adventure that he's called us to. Because oftentimes when we think about following Jesus, we can think about, okay, there's rules that I have to follow. There's fun stuff I'm going to have to stop doing. There's things, you know, I'm going to have to change my ways, that kind of thing.
Kind of fun stuff, do you notice?
Yeah, well, that's a different podcast. You got to go to a different network for that, I think. But the reality that Jesus is talking about in John 10:10 is that really what he's come to do is help us to experience real life. If you go just a little bit before that, he says the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. So some of those things, when we enter into this adventure or this relationship with Jesus that we're supposed to avoid, are actually things that were leading us to destruction when they may have been fun or we thought they were fun, but there's this reality that Jesus talks about that's like, no, actually, follow me because I know the way to real life. And I think in the context of how we're talking about this, follow me into adventure, into meaning, into purpose. And I would say this, if you're a follower of Jesus and following the rules or the commands has led you to have a boring life, you should take a look at what you're doing and what you're actually following, because I think you're probably missing something.
Yeah, Timothy talks about this quite a bit. He talks about, you know, fight the good fight. He says, I've fought the good fight. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. And it's like almost like he's saying in there, I've fought for my right to party. I fought for my right for the adventure. And I've walked in these steps with God. And he took hold of eternal life. So in the scriptures, when we talk about eternal life, the word eternity is not as clear in the other languages as how we would think about it. It's age upon age, or adventure upon adventure upon adventure. And all through this, whether it's this world or the next, there's an adventure with God. The next one has God like dwelling with us in the midst of it, but it's still an adventure. I think there's still going to be work there. There's still going to be things that we get to do. There's, what did you call it when you're sliding down the...
Glissading.
Glissading. We call that sledding here, but okay.
No, it's when you do it on a mountain on your butt with nothing. Yeah, anyway, sorry.
Okay, with nothing. I'm not doing that. So
you develop calluses pretty quick.
Yeah, there's these adventures that we have with God, and it's not just now. And one of the things I think is very clear in the scripture is if you adventure with God here, you will adventure with God forever. But if you choose not to adventure with God here and you do your own thing, he still created the world in which you're adventuring in, but this is it. This is your only adventure. And I like to think like family vacations. Like you do one family vacation, you know, a couple of years or next year, you want to do another family vacation. And the same thing in this, these adventures are an ongoing age upon age of adventure.
And that's a knock that you hear a lot of people say about like going to church and doing the Jesus thing is like it's boring. There's just all the, like you said, the rules of don't do this, don't do that, and then we're going to go to heaven and sit on a cloud and play our little harp. But that's not the case. You look at the stuff that happened in scripture. You look at the disciples are just this prime example of going on this adventure with Jesus. Even Jesus' walk in his ministry was an adventure. And when you come out of an adventure, there's something that happened. You've changed, you've learned, you've grown. It doesn't mean that it was always easy, though. And I think that's part of the allure of adventure. There's some challenge to it. It's not just like the adrenaline seeking. It's not just the fun. It's not always easy. And that's just like faith.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of built into the definition of adventure, right? That it requires some risk. You know, and I'm not a thrill seeker or a huge risk taker. I'll say that before I say what I'm about to say. But I think the amount of risk often involved in your adventure is related to how big the adventure tends to feel or how big the adventure is. Right now, I mean, my family is, what are we, 8 or 9 months into living up here in the UP. To me, that was an adventure. And when we were talking to people back, I came from Chicago. We told them, hey, we think God's calling us to this church up in the UP. I got a lot of funny looks and people going, why? Are you sure? What? Why are you doing that? You know, and it was, to me, it's the most recent example I can think of God calling us to something adventurous. And it's been a great experience to follow him. And
one of the great followers of Jesus was the Apostle Paul. His life was one big, huge adventure. In 2 Corinthians, I think it's 11, he talks about, I've been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. And it's, you know, you could change some of those words and you would have a Huck Finn type of an adventure in this thing. And I think that's how he lived. He lived in a Huck Finn type of an adventure, but he lived with God with purpose and giving meaning to the adventure that he was on.
And that talks into this next part of like you risk versus reward. Like something, anything that we do, there's some risk involved, and we like to play it safe in our world. We like to make the right decisions and the right choices and make sure that we're certain of the outcome. And that's just, in reality, we're not in control of much of that. Mm-hmm. And you look at the faith that we're called to and this adventure that Jesus calls us to on with him. He even tells his disciples, like, whoever wants to follow me, you've got to deny yourselves. Pick up your cross and go with me. And that's out of Matthew chapter 16. Like, that doesn't sound fun. I don't want to carry a cross. But within those struggles, like whether you're carrying a backpack full of gear on mountaineering trip or you've got your backpack full of clothesline twine and you're going to jump off a cliff, like there's risk involved in it. And that part of that life to the full and that abundant life, we've got to take some risk. We take risk in everyday life. But when you take a risk with Jesus, the reward is so much greater.
Yeah.
So much greater.
Well, and we're stepping into this adventure, but we also have a guide with us, so to speak, if we're following where God is calling us and where we have a relationship with Jesus. You know, if you've ever done something like whitewater rafting and you go with a guide, that's a really good idea. And it actually makes it more exciting and more fun because you're not constantly worried about, is this normal? Is this supposed to happen? Are we doing this right? You know, there's this idea that we're not stepping into this adventure alone either. The biggest one is that we have Jesus and we have the Holy Spirit and we've got, you know, we're following where God is calling us. But we also have this community aspect to our relationship with God where we're invited into the family of God and now we've got other believers around us who are also with us on this adventure. So there's support there, which I think in my experiences and other adventures in life, it's nice to have a guide. It's nice to have other people with you.
Well, that goes back to all of our stories. They weren't, it wasn't like we went on a solo trip out in the middle of nowhere by ourselves. That might be fun for some people, but that's not a great adventure in my book. You got to have somebody there who can take the picture of Birdman dropping off the cliff.
I did a solo adventure once and I almost died in the Grand Canyon. So it's a big one.
I think the other part of it is that when you go on an adventure, it's an unknown. And the scriptures are pretty clear that if you're a follower of Jesus, this is an unknown world to you. You're a foreigner. You're an exile. You're strangers in this world. And so when you're being obedient to Christ, you're actually in an adventure with God. Like it's, you know, hey, I need to forgive this person. I don't like this person. They don't deserve to be forgiven. And God says, no, 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 I want you to forgive as I've forgiven you. That's an adventure to go, okay, I'm going to submit to this. This is crazy compared to what the rules of this world is. Right. The rules of this world is they slash you, you slash them. Right, Chicago man?
That's right. Watch out.
But the kingdom of God is different. And it's an adventure of going, okay, we're living as strangers within this world. We're living with this unknown. And not totally knowing how to navigate it, but a spirit of the living God is living within us to help us guide and counsel us to do the adventure in the way that God has for us.
Yeah.
You know, the adventure part of that for the faith component that we're talking about is trust in Jesus, trust in God. Sometimes life's going to get rough. Sometimes things are going to get hard. Sometimes it's going to be awesome. We're going to hit that mountaintop and we're going to be like, yes, God, this is fantastic. But to develop that trust that he is good, that he knows what he's doing, that he's with you, that's the beautiful part of the Christian adventure of following Jesus. I mean, you look at John chapter 14, we're not doing this alone. We've got church community, the bride of Christ, the body. But in that passage, John is saying, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things and he will remind you of everything that I've said to you. And peace I leave with you, and my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. We go on adventures. We get into precarious places, and there can be fear in those things, but in the venture with God, we've got an advocate. We've got his Holy Spirit. We've got Jesus who has paid for everything, and we don't have to have that fear. Doesn't mean we don't feel it, but we don't have to live in that place, and I think that's part of that abundant life to the full.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is Pearls and Swine. Thanks for listening.
If you want to catch any of our previous episodes of the Pearls and Swine podcast, just do Evangel Houghton podcast on your Apple or Google device, and you can search us out there. You can always check us out on our website, evangelup.org.